Greetings and welcome to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. We are now at the beginning of the seventh chapter of Masachet Nedarim HaNoder Min HaYerek. And in the first Mishnah, we continue on with the same theme that we had at the end of the previous parak, which was the definition of particular food types and how wide of a net they spread when included in a ban. HaNoder Min HaYerek, if one bans vegetables, Mutar B'Dluin, they're allowed to have gourds. Rabbi Akiva Oser, Rabbi Akiva bans them. Now, let's see what the argument is. Amrulo the Rabbi Kiva, Valomer Adam Lishlucho Kachli Yerek. If a man says to his agent, go get me some vegetables, and he comes back and didn't find any. Vomer Lo Matzati Eladluin, he comes back and says, I only found gourds, implying that gourds are not vegetables. Amar Lhemso Rabbi Kiva answer back, Kenadavar, you're right. Hoshem Omer Hu Lo Matzati Elakitnit, is he going to come back and say, I only found legumes? He's not going to say that because it's not associated with the agents, with the dispatch. In other words, the way that Chachamim read it is if a person sends someone to get X, and the person comes back and says, I could not find X, I found this other thing, that proves that the other thing is not included in an X. Rabbi Kiva says that the opposite, that proves it is included in X, that's why you're mentioning it. You're not going to mention some very distant thing. Ela Shadluin Bechal Yerak, V'kidin Ein Bechal Yerak. So Rabbi Kiva explains that the reason is because gourds are included in Yerek, and that's why a person sent to buy vegetables would reasonably come back and said, well, I only found gourds. But they wouldn't come back and say, I only found legumes, because kitnit and ambachal Yerek, they're not included in the class of Yerek. Parenthetically, rasur b'ful ha-mitzri lach umutar b'yavesh. Somebody who takes such a ban is not allowed to have moist Egyptian beans, but is allowed to have dry Egyptian beans, which are not normally eaten. Now, the Gemara immediately attacks the question of why the gourd should be included. V'hamin yarak nadar. Ma'ula ba'omer yarkeik dera'alai. If a person says, all vegetables of the pot are banned to me. V'dilma yarak ha'nechal b'k dera'akamar. Maybe he meant any vegetables that are eaten in a pot. So ba'omer yarak ha'mitpashal b'k dera'alai. What he meant was any vegetables that are cooked in a pot. So that would or would not include gourds, depending on the machlok Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Now, but my pakim palki, what is the machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan? Rabbanan sari kol milta de tzarech shlich alim luchi ala alav minehu. Anything that a shliach has to come back and ask, is this okay, is obviously not part of the original dispatch. All right, Rabbi Kiva sari kol milta de mimlich shlich alay. Now notice the wording is different. Anything for which the shliach does come back and ask, minehu. It is part of the mean, that's why he's asking. And again, anything, notice the wording of the Chacham, anything that the man has to come back and ask, meaning he cannot assume when he was told to buy vegetables that he can buy gourds, that proves gourds are not vegetables. Rabbi Kiva says the only reason he's even bringing it up is because gourds are vegetables. Now, Amar Abaye, Moda Rabbi Kiva, the Inyan Malko, Chainoloka, says Rabbi Kiva does not take his position all the way to the nth degree, and say that if you say Yerek, you, Diluin are so included that you get Malkot for eating them, he agrees you don't get Malkot. Alright, it's not Hatam. Now we have a Mishnah in Me'ilah, HaShaliach Shasashlichoto Balabait Ma'al. This is a basic premise, which I put on the top of the page in the note, that, about Me'ilah, that if you violate, in other words, use for your own purposes, Sancta, Kodshim, if you're doing it as an agency, the owner of the sancta sent you to do something with it, to spend it, to feed it, whatever it is, and you do exactly what he said, then he has violated. But if the shliach deviates from the agency in any way, then the shliach is ma'al. Now, Mantana, let's see who this is. The following Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Akiva based on what we just learned. That non-ketzad, what's an example that follows in that Mishnah of a shliach that deviates? Amar lo ten basar lo orchim v'natan lahem kaved. If the owner said, give some meat, and it was kochim meat, or hekdesh meat, let's say, to the guests, and he gave them liver, ten kaved v'natan lahem basar, he said, give them liver, and he gave them basar instead. Hashaliach mal, then the shliach violated the law of Me'ilah because he didn't do what the Balabait said. Now, this is the kicker. V'ikru Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Kiva were the author, the Hamar Rabbi Kiva, kol milta d'mimlech ala shaliach minehu. Limo mal, Balabait v'lo limo shliach. According to Rabbi Akiva, we could argue that since anything that you would come back and ask about is of the same species, therefore, if a person says, give them meat, you would certainly come back and said, well, I only found liver. You wouldn't ignore it and say, well, liver is so distant from meat, I'm not going to bring it up. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, liver should be included in meat, and therefore, if the Balabayit said, give them meat, and you gave them liver, it should be that you fulfilled the Balabayit shlichut, and that the me'ilah should be on the liability of the Balabayit. So obviously, this mission is not Rabbi Akiva. Amar Abaye, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. I said, no, even Rabbi Akiva could be the author here. Milamadu Rabbi Akiva, tzarchim luchei. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you have to come back and ask. You wanted me to give them meat. All I found was liver. I'm going to come back and ask. Well, liver's a kind of meat, but I'm still going to ask because that may not be what you had in mind. And it isn't what you intended when you said meat. Therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree. Legabe nedarim, it's included. But as far as me'ilah, as far as shlichut goes, you are not doing the exact shlichut. Now, the fact that you have to come back and ask indicates that the fact that you did not come back and ask means you deviated from the shlichut. In other words, you can't just feed them liver if the Balabait said meat, because you're not doing, you're not sure that that's what the Balabait wants. That's why you have to come back and ask. The fact that you did it without asking means you did deviate, and therefore the me'ilah is on the agent, not on the Balabait. Now, Itmar Shmata Kame de Rava, this statement was said to Rava, Abaye's defense, that Mishnah could be authored by Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lahon, and he said to the people who said it, Shapir Amar Nachmani, Abaye said, as we would say, Abaye said, good. In other words, Abaye's analysis is a correct analysis, that Rabbi Akiva would agree here, that the fact that you have to come back and ask, and didn't, means that you deviated from the Shlichut. Now, Mantana de Paliga, Rabbi Akiva, who is the authority who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah and says that a neder does not include those things that you would come back and ask about. Here in our Mishnah, it's just anonymous. Who is it? Shem Gamliel, he, it's Rashbag, the Tanya. Ano demin habasar asur b'chol minem basar. According to the Tanakama there, if you take a ban from meat, you're not allowed to have any kind of meat. Asur b'rosh, Uvar aglaim, you're not allowed to have the head or the feet, uva kane, the windpipe, uva kaved, or the liver, uva lev, or heart, uva ofot, you're not allowed to have chicken either. Fowl. Umutar basar dagim chagamim, but you're allowed to have fish and rodents, whatever. Rishbag omer, Rishbag disagrees, Hanodem basar, asur b'chom in basar, he agrees, you're not allowed to have any kind of meat, whether it's sheep or whatever. Mutar b'rosh, uva aglaim, uva kane, uva kaved, uva lev. So you're allowed to have all of those other parts of the animal. Uva ofot, you're allowed to have a fowl. Certainly you're allowed to have fish. Now, and parenthetically he said, kirbaim lav basar. The entrails are not basar at all. V'ochlehem lav bar inash. And anybody who eats it is not a man. Now, what did he mean by that? Ochlehen kibasar linyan zvine lav bar inash. Alright, meaning that we say the person who eats it, as far as purchase goes, is not a man. There's several ways to read this. Among the Rishonim, it's a very strange statement. It's really not germane to our issue, but just we'll take a quick gander at it. Linyan zvina, meaning for issues of purchase. It may be that we'll say like Tosfot, to Tosfot Mila, that if somebody buys meat and it turns out the entrails are inedible, he doesn't have any claim back because they're really not supposed to be eaten. Okay. Now, Ma'ishta basar of Tanakama de Asir, how come Tanakama of that Braita said that if you said basar, that includes fowl, but it doesn't include fish? The avid shlicha demim lachalei, because after all, if you said get me basar, the shaliach would come back and say, I only have chicken. And according to Tanakama, that would mean that it's not the same type. And according to Tanakama, which is like Rabbi Akiva, that means it is of the same type. So if I said, go get me basar, and you would come back and say, all I have, go feed basar to my guests, and you would come back and say, all that's left is chicken, that proves, according to Tanakama, who also like Rabbi Akiva, Tanakama this bright, who also like Rabbi Akiva, that oaf is considered basar. And therefore, it's asur. When you said basar, of is included. So basar dagim nami avid shlicha. Same thing is going to happen if you send the guy and say, go feed them meat and all there is fish. He's going to come back and say, well, all I have is fish if I don't have meat. You're going to say, if you don't find any meat, give them fish. So fish should also be included. In other words, if you're going to say that anything that would be a reasonable substitute, if the original item weren't there, should be included, then when you ban that item, then fish should be equally banned as fowl. And Tanakama of that Braita, who seems to reflect the thinking of Rabbi Akiva, does say that basar includes fowl, but does not include fish. Rabbi says, a particular circumstance, you had let blood. Delo achil dagim. Evidently, they would not eat fish after letting blood. So therefore, in no circumstance would you eat fish at that point. And therefore, if you said, get me basar, the guy would come back and say, well, I have chicken, I have, but they wouldn't say I have fish, because it wouldn't be of any point. But if that's true, then fowl also wouldn't happen. Damar Shmuel said, the mesucha ve'achil bisra tzafra, somebody who lets blood and then eats the meat of a bird, meaning fowl, parach libe ketzafra, then his heart will flutter like a tzipor, like a bird. In other words, he's playing off the word tzipor, and that's why he called it bisra tzipora. That his heart will flutter like that. In other words, eating fowl after letting blood is a bad idea. So if you're after letting blood, then fowl and fish should be the same out. And if it's not, if it's a normal circumstance, then fowl and fish should both be in. But why are we distinguishing between them? So, V'tanya, in mekizin lo al dagim v'lo al afod v'lo al basar maliach. We see that you do not let blood if these are the things you're going to eat afterwards, fish or fowl or salted meat. Tanya kizdam lo yochal lo chalav lo gvina v'lo beitzim v'lo shichlaim v'lo ofot v'lo basar maliach. Included among the things you do not eat after letting blood is fowl and fish. So the answer is shani ofot efshar deshlik. Fowl is different because fowl, if you boil it, then you can eat it after letting blood. Fish, under no circumstances can you eat. That's one way of saying it. Abaye says one circumstance is that it's right after bloodletting, in which case ofot would be a consideration because you could boil it. Fish is just not on the table at all. Sorry for the pun. Abaye Amar, and then Abaye gives another possible circumstance. Go into kaivin le'enei. Perhaps the fellow we're talking about has a pain in his eyes. The dagim kashin le'enei, because we know that fish are bad for that. If you have a pain in your eyes, don't eat fish. So yachi achil dagim. If that's the case, wait a second, if the guy's hurting, you should eat fish. The Hamar Shmuel, Nun Samach Ayin. What is Nun Samach Ayin, which are the three letters in a row in the alphabet? It's an acrostic for Nun Samach Leinayim. Fish are a good drug for the eyes. The answer is Ahu Sofuchla. That's when you've come to the end of the disease and you're feeling better, then fish restores them. But at the beginning, or when you're in the real pangs of pain from whatever eye ache it is, then fish are bad, and therefore in that case, really, saying basar would not include dagim. Okay, we've completed Daf Nun Dalet, and we'll pick up at the next Mishnah in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.